Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
One thing we got to fix is the mix, and that is the mix bag. What do you got for us today, Frog Boy?
Well, the biggest news in basketball yesterday, as we await today's media day, was the firing of head coach Thomas Thibodeau. Anyone ever called him Thomas? No, right? Just me?
Only Michael Malone.
Well, as we mentioned earlier, there are a couple options for the Knicks that don't necessarily make a lot of sense, but Brian Windhorst, a.k.a. Windy, was kind enough to break down which coaches are in the eye line of the Knicks.
Coaches just fired, all of whom would be on the Knicks' radar. You start with Mike Brown in Sacramento, last year's coach of the year, has a long history and had a lot of success in the league across over two decades. You have Taylor Jenkins, who was the head coach of the Memphis Grizzlies, very successful there, fired near the end of the regular season, which was similar to this one, an unexpected firing. Jenkins would bring instantaneous respect. He will get another job in the near future. And then you have Michael Malone from the Denver Nuggets, who was a championship coach, three games left in the season when he got fired, would have instantaneous credibility in the locker room, long history with his family with the New York Knicks, and his resume makes sense. I would also suspect that the Knicks would reach out to former head coach Jeff Van Gundy. Whether Van Gundy wants to be a head coach again or be interested in the Knicks, where he had a very close relationship for decades with Tom Thibodeau, is a different story. But Van Gundy won complete rave reviews from Clipper players this season as an assistant there, was a consultant on the Celtics championship-winning team last year, and obviously knows what it means to be a head coach in New York. His desire to coach the Knicks, though, would be the biggest question there.
All right. I mean, again, all guys who are completely credible and decent coaches, but I think a lot of guys that also, I mean, maybe Thibodeau runs guys into the ground a little bit more, but Michael Malone, a lot of that chewing on his players, getting after his players, demanding accountability from his players. Like, you don't think he's going to have the same issues with Karl Anthony Towns that he did with Michael Porter Jr. that, like, right, ended up things going the wrong way? Same thing happened with Mike Brown. The reason Mike Brown, you know, got the axe in Sacramento is because he started going at his players. Like, I don't know what they. It's not that any of those guys are bad hires, but I don't know what necessarily fixes the issue there for the New York Knicks.
But what do you want? At some point, you need a coach to get a different result, and the only way you're going to get that different result is holding the players accountable. Is that not?
Yeah, I just don't like. How are you going to
get Karl Anthony Towns to play better? How are you going to get? You know, there's certain guys that need.
He is what he is, though. Like, that's the thing, is he is what he is.
So that doesn't mean as a coach you just accept it. You got to try to get the most out of that player,
I guess. But like, people have been trying to get the most out of Karl Anthony Towns his entire career. He's an amazing offensive player. He's not a good defensive player.
Right.
So, I mean, I can understand Tom Thibodeau's style wearing thin on people, but I don't necessarily know if any of those names that he mentioned are necessarily going to change any of that.
Right. I think a lot of these older coaches come in. They know what type of attitude and what needs to be done to win a championship. And they're going to try to get that out of their players. And if the players don't understand that and they're too sensitive, then it doesn't matter who the coach is. You don't have the right players.
What else you got, Frog Boy?
Well, in the mixed bag, a lot of times I hit you guys with negative or annoying people. But this time, I think I'm going to hit you with a little tearjerker, if you will. And no. if Peter Bendix is listening, please, sir, turn the station off, please. Just do me that favor. Because this is about a baseball prospect. Are you guys familiar with Cole Young?
No.
No.
Of course you wouldn't be, because who would be? He's the Mariners' number three prospect, who in the middle of a game was pulled from his duties in the fourth inning of a AAA game, sent to the majors, and within that 24 hours, pulled off a walk-off victory.
Oh, that's cool.
A crazy 24 hours that was documented on this little TikTok.
Here we are. Cole Young in his major league debut. They want contact.
Really proud of what you've done, how far you've come. Just take that to Seattle tomorrow, okay?
Where?
Seattle. Tomorrow. So you're done. You're not playing anymore this game. You're going to go play for Seattle. All right? Congratulations. Hey.
Mom, I just got called up.
In his major league debut, one of the top prospects in baseball, at the plate, the bottom of the 11th inning, a chance to win it for the Mariners.
Well, he's 21.
That's true.
Swinging a ground ball, bouncing softly to third, first base throw, home, not in time! It's a walk-off for the Mariners! Cole Young, in his major league debut, is showered with seeds and gum! He has won it!
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
For the Mariners in the bottom of the 11th inning.
Oh, very cool. That's cool.
That was nice.
Yeah. Sure.
See, look at that. A little niceness in the mixed bag. You never know what you're going to get.
I mean,
Bros Mix!
He could have bunted it.
Okay.
Put him up against the ball.
You made it sound like he hit a driving ball off the wall.
Walk off's a walk off. If it was against the Marlins, he would have hit a tater tot.
Oh yeah, for sure. That's
great. No, seriously, like if the Marlins get swept today by the Colorado Rockies, does that not deserve some kind of repercussions?
Yeah.
No, it's the Marlins. Nobody gets repercussions for something like
that. Like nobody, nothing happens. We just sit here and we're just like, got swept by the Marlins. Allegedly, your two best pitchers in the in a series where you had Max Meyer and Sandy Alcantara go, you get swept. Like, first of all, it's bad enough you lost the series. They haven't won a series all year.
Yeah.
You lose the series already. You have to avoid the sweep.
Yep.
What? Why is that okay? Why is that okay? That's like, what are we doing here? What is happening here with this organization and this Shermanator? Don't worry, everybody. We got great promotions. Understood. You guys are doing a bang up job getting people out with whatever means you do. But if you get you're getting hung with this kind of embarrassment on your plate, a team that was they come into the series, everybody's laughing at them for breaking records. Marlins are like, hold my Flanagan's cup. Here's us about to go lose a series and then potentially get swept. Good God, what a holy and unholy embarrassment by them. True. What else you got, Froggy?
Don't look now, gentlemen, but it seems the Madden curse is already working.
What do you mean?
Saquon Barkley on potentially retiring early. I mean, look at that. Retirement talks already? That's got to be a part of the curse.
My favorite plays of all time is probably my favorite play of all time is Barry Sanders. So probably similar to that. Maybe one day, like, it'll be out of nowhere. I'll probably be balling and just be like, yeah, call it quits.
Wow.
Look at that. Look at the Madden curse.
Also, how old is Saquon now? Is he 28?
Yeah, I think he is 28. Probably turned 29 this year. But he is 28. He just turned 28 in February.
All right. Look at that. Give it a couple more years, maybe win another ring and call it a day.
Yep.
Eagles fans didn't like that. Two days in a row. I mean, because, you know, Saquon.
Are you supposed to keep playing until they determine that you're done?
Nah. It's probably best you walk off on your own.
Who was that center who just retired from the
Ragnow?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he retired at 29.
Yeah. Four
Pro Bowl. Ragnar's a good name for a center. Sounds like a Viking.
Yeah.
That is good.
Yep.
Ragnar Lothbrok.
Oh, I remember the COVID days.
Ah, love Vikings. You got anything else in the mix bag, Froggy?
Yes, indeed. I have our very own Barry graduate went to every class, Shaquille O'Neal.
He did go to every class.
Okay, all right. No one has ever stuck up for this man's degree more than you.
Nobody's ever disparaged his degree more than you.
I'm going to talk to him. I'll find out. But in the meantime.
I dare you to say, hey, Shaq, did you skip classes? I dare you. You would say nothing.
No, I won't. You would be next to
Shaquille O'Neal and be like,
no way. I wouldn't ask him like that. I'd just look at him and be like, hey, Shaq, Barry University.
What's wrong with that? It's a great university.
I just want to see how he responds. If he's like, what is that?
Well, wasn't it at the time he was playing in Miami? So that plays into it too.
He wasn't playing in Miami. He did a post career.
Oh, okay. All right.
Come on.
Like, no, I was just curious.
Let me guess. He's a sheriff, too. Sick of this guy. Anyway, Shaquille O'Neal on small market finals.
So the day of big market, a small market has been over. Social media will carry it. The way the guys play will carry it. Shea versus Tyrese is a good matchup. We've got two young teams, running teams, teams that shoot a lot of threes. You know, everybody wants it to be in New York and L.A. Well, apparently those teams ain't good enough for it to be there. So, you know, this is the way the cookie crumbles. That's the way it's always been. So, small market, big market, we want to see the best teams there and the best players.
Hmm. You agree? You think the small market, big market thing is dead?
Yes and no. I think that while I agree that I don't think you need to be in a big market to make money, I do think people still like living in cities that aren't tiny. Yeah. And right. I think that that's just been shown because nobody lives in these small cities in the off season. Everybody seems to go elsewhere. So I get what he's saying, but also it does seem like in the offseason, everybody flocks to California, Miami, and New York. Like the same three cities are packed with all the players.
Agreed.
Do you think it would be
a... I think the games will speak for themselves. Right?
Yeah. Like,
I don't think the city matters as much as the entertainment value. And that's why I love sports, is that you may find yourself watching one of the greatest games ever, and it might be two teams in any sport that you would never think you would go out of your way to watch.
That is the mixed bag. We'll take a break. More to come. It's game night. Cats getting ready for the cup. Game one against the Edmonton Oilers. We're back after this.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20. Or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.